What's Up at the Business Aviation Safety Summit. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. It's called BASS, but it's no fish. The Business Aviation Safety Summit takes place in Weston, Florida this year, May 13th and 14th, and you can bet there will be plenty of valuable information presented in those 2 days.
We've come up with one of the best agendas we've had in several years. We're going to give an update on the progress for General Aviation ASIAS program. We're going to talk about lithium batteries, both for cargo and for passengers. We're going to talk about the importance of data and enhanced training and safety. We're going to talk about fatigue, which I think is an issue that's common across all the segments, but in a lot of ways, very challenging for business aviation.
That's John Beatty, President and CEO of Flight Safety Foundation. He says fatigue is a hot-button topic for all of us in aviation, perhaps especially so for business aviators.
Yes, some of the unique feedback we've gotten from the business aviation pilots is that a lot of times, as you know, in business aviation, the pilots are under a lot more pressure because sitting just 10 feet behind them is the CEO or the owner of the aircraft. And a lot of times you have to say that, you know, you haven't had proper rest or you're tired or it would be better to bring in another crew when you're direct supervisor sitting right behind you can be a unique challenge.
Beatty points out this is the 60th annual Business Aviation Flight Safety Summit, and one of the reasons it's remained so vital is the strong input BASS gets from NBAA.
With more than 50% of our members from business aviation, this is one of our most important events for the year, and we've made a conscious effort to improve it year on year. And we got a lot of good feedback that we've incorporated into this year's. And as you know, it's always a pleasure to work with the NBAA, and the NBAA is a key contributor in our committee who develops the agenda. And I think between the two of us, I really do believe that we're in tune to the business aviation community.
Who benefits most from safety summits like this one?
Basically, anyone involved in business aviation, flight crews, cabin crews, management, OEMs, anyone who cares about aviation safety. I think, you know, one of the great values is it'll help everyone understand the unique challenges that are facing business aviation. Although we do share the same safety concerns across most of the segments, there are some unique challenges to business aviation, and that's really what we tailor the agenda around.
For more information, go to flightsafety.org, where you will also find registration and sponsorship tools. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
Operate an airplane that weighs less than 12,500 pounds? Do you fly a helicopter? If the answer to either of those questions is yes, then take advantage of the small aircraft exemption that NBAA has obtained on behalf of its members. It gives light aircraft operators the full range of economic and operational options extended to large aircraft, and that includes the ability to enter into a timesharing or joint ownership agreement, or carry business passengers or property and charge for the flight. Learn more at mbaa.org/exemption.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Business aviation is a huge asset to companies all over the world. In Canada, for instance, the business aviation sector of the economy generates $4.6 billion U.S. dollars a year and supports almost 24,000 jobs. Now, those figures come from a study by the Canadian Business Aviation Association, which estimates the Canadian business fleet at about 1,900 aircraft. Some 450 of those are rotor-wing aircraft. We're still awaiting FAA's rollout of regulations governing the flight of unmanned aircraft systems, but CNN is now the first news agency in the country to be granted approval for deployment of small unmanned aircraft. That's expected in July. CNN is working with Georgia Tech on taking UAS news gathering to the next level of technical sophistication and quality. FAA has also released a tentative framework for local and state law enforcement agencies to follow when they determine the legality of UAS operations in their communities. For more information, check the news section on the NBAA website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.